Here right now, Big Chuck.
Oh, Mimo in here? Pull Mimo
yeah,
up.
Here. What up, Mimo?
What's up, man?
It's cool.
Hey, gang. Hey, the nigga, Wack 100 just said that he trying to sign you and shit. You with that?
Yeah, I'm fucking with him.
Okay, okay. Let me ask you a question, though, because this is what the fans will probably want to know. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know you from 600, and like when he was trolling, he was 6ix9ine was trolling, he was trolling Old Block, and maybe even Lil Durk. You know what I'm saying? How you feel about that? Like signing with somebody who got association with 6ix9ine?
As long as he don't bring him around me, I don't got shit to do with that.
100. He actually said that he won't bring him around you.
That's how we gonna, you know. I'm a real street nigga before music. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't with none of that police shit, none of that. He cool, long. That's how he make his money. That ain't my business, you know?
Yeah, let me ask you, though, like, when it comes to it, though, like, I cover you a lot, man. I don't know if you know this, definitely Cloud Chaser, but I cover you a lot. And
I heard your voice a couple times.
So, like, when it comes down to it, like, a lot of people be saying, like, you and Lil Durk got beef. Can you speak on
ain't
that,
no
bro?
Beef. That's my brother, man. That's fan shit.
Forever.
Man, how could I beef with somebody put me on?
100.
Hey, I like your music, bro. I think like you got a different approach.
That's probably for sure. Good looking, man.
Yeah, and your voice, man. I think you got a different look about yourself. You know what I mean? So I wish you prosperity.
So appreciate it. I just be cool, man. All that internet shit, they don't even know a motherfucker. They even judge a motherfucker.
Hey, are you a Chief Keef cool fan?
Yeah, man. I'm cool with everybody
around
my way.
Too, though.
I'm basically
so you and Chief Keef. You and Chief Keef is cool.
Yeah, I'm basically in the middle. I'm cool with everybody, gang. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's why I'm able to move around like I move around, do what I want to do. I ain't got an answer to no motherfucker.
Hey, I want to ask you a question, man. I know y'all got the OTF chains. Vaughn had the O Block chains, and okay, so you got the Steve Drive
blocks. Like different blocks, gang. We all is one, but we different blocks when it comes to Chicago.
Okay, are those chains for just like the homies or like you got
I got a rap group.
Okay. I think that's dope, man. You know what I mean? For y'all to do that. I think y'all started something right there, bro.
For sure. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, Memo 600, who the biggest you think in the city, though? Like in Chicago, who you think the biggest, like coming out with it, coming to rap, street rap, everybody rocking with?
Smirk and Herb, Pitt, hands down.
I agree. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't give a fuck.
But they fucking with you too, though.
If you ain't in them trenches, you not being respected.
Hey, they fucking with you too, though, man.
I know. Oh, I ain't gonna say myself. I know that for sure.
Yo, so y'all niggas don't fuck with Polo G?
I mean, they probably do. He cool. I never got into his music like that. He cool as hell. I never got into his music like that, though.
But it's just certain artists, bro. It's the go-to, for sure.
Yeah, because I get the energy and the vibes from, like, I can feel that shit. Like, he cool. He got some hot shit. He make charts and all that. But I don't myself personally listen to him. Bro.
I think L.A. Capone was one of the dopest artists, man, that was coming
That's
out
the
of
best. Chicago. Him and Vaughn, the best ever. I don't give
yeah, bro. Nobody like, Vaughn got the stories. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dope, man. Like, I think, like, I've been a big, big fan of y'all, bro, like, since day one, like, even when Chief Keef started and came out, and then, like, Right Here by Durk, I saw something in Durk back then, you know what I mean? Like, it's dope, bro. Like, for the homie that just passed recently, Cooper, you know what I'm saying? I think he was good. Yeah, I thought he was dope. Like, I'm from the South, you know what I mean? And, I don't agree with, like, you know, all the beef in y'all city and stuff like that. But I think Chicago as a whole, not even like Illinois as a state, just y'all city, bro. Like, y'all got some of the most talent that I ever seen coming through the industry.
Yeah, Chicago a big ass hatred city though. I ain't gonna lie. If motherfucker don't, next motherfucker don't like them, it's over with. Like Atlanta, love, support one rapper, they gonna put them all on. Chicago, that shit did. They see you rapping, they fuck around, come looking for you.
Hey, man.
Well, there's better opportunities there where we just got a lot of talent in our city.
All I'm gonna say is, as a supporter, bro, you know, move how you supposed to move. Live a long life, man. You know what I mean? When I say I wish you prosperity, I mean that. You know what I mean? Like, don't let these dudes out here trick you or none of that shit, man.
Hey, Momo, like, at the end of the day, is it, I know it's people that be on the internet, they be like, you don't fuck with old block. Like, when it comes down to, you know, without even saying it, like, it's old block members that's locked up for federal cases. In regards to, you know what I'm saying, a rapper that
takes like words and twist words. I fuck with everybody. Yeah, man. I don't give a fuck with nobody talking about. They take words and twist that shit on the internet to make their story hard, to get them some views when they really don't know what the fuck going on.
Hey, you think bloggers be beefing up the beef and shit?
They do. They get a lot of motherfuckers killed too.
What you was gonna say, Polo?
No, I wanna ask him when that time when you came down into to Georgia, when you came down to Savannah, was you really looking for Quando or
you know 18 there, yeah.
Yeah, that's federal.
Nah.
Huh? That's it, so. But like, hey Memo, you got anything coming out new though, bro? Like, what's coming up next, though? Like, you got a new video dropping this shit, top of the year, first quarter. Good. You say what, bro?
Yeah, Nobody's Property just put out. That shit go.
It's called Properties?
Nobody's Property.
Oh, damn, I ain't even see that shit. What that shit been on, like 5 days or something?
Yeah, I think he dropped that shit like last week.
No, 100, man. We appreciate you answering them questions, though, for real, for real.
Hey, Memo, is there anybody outside of your family that you would like to collaborate with in the music?
Yeah, he gone. Y'all went federal on him and shit, bro.
Hey, boy, ask the Quando question.
Nah, that I won't try. What I was trying to ask him, like, because he killed.
No, bro, don't even explain that shit, bro. Like, that's some ongoing shit that they got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't gonna talk
like
about
he said, he ain't even affiliated with all that. He's saying that he like everybody. So we gonna leave it at that.
Say less.
Yo, Alex, what's good, family?
Good morning, what's up?
Now you 6 feet tall and shit?
Yeah.
What city you in?
Atlanta.
Oh, shit. You in the A. Shit, won't you follow?
I followed you back. That was check, right?
Yeah.
What zone you in, Ms. Alice?
I'm right by Six Flags.
Oh, you out there. You out there in Marietta.
No, it's Cobb. It's considered Cobb. Like Maplewood.
Okay, you can still see on Six Flags from where
you
at.
I stay.
I'm gonna tell him to hit you on IG, bro. I'm about to hit him up now.
Hey, like Wax said though, like once you come fuck with him or some shit, he's saying that he gonna take you international and shit, like on tour.
I heard everything a nigga could tell me in the world, man.
You heard that shit before, like from other executives?
Yes, sir. When I first started rapping, Cash Money was the first motherfucker said something to me. I'll be ignoring that industry shit. I'm really a street nigga. Even when you sell a motherfucker a dream, you know?
Look, it was some shit that went viral like last week or maybe a couple of weeks ago where you was in a room with NBA Youngboy and he was saying things, and you know, they said you want to comment and shit. Like, Was that done on strategic?
First of all, you're fresh out of federal prison. What the fuck do I look like arguing with you about some murders on the internet? You're the police. Right. I don't give a fuck what you talking about. How hot you is. None of that shit. Fuck you talking about. I'm not no fool. You ain't finna trick me.
That's facts.
He pegged me to the room on my dead brother. I popped in that bitch. They get right on that bitch gang bang. Y'all going to jail. I'm out of here.
Yeah, that is some weird shit. If
oh, I'm finna rack. You not finna trick me to about these streets, Goofy. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Hey, how you feel about him saying that, you know, he like makeup and shit?
I don't pay him no attention. I never seen that.
Yeah, he said that he feel more comfortable in his skin when he wear makeup.
I mean, a lot of niggas' preferences is a lot of different shit. I don't know. I ain't gonna call him Geechee or nothing. I don't know. That's his preference. Fuck, I ain't playing with no makeup though.
Is there anybody in the industry that you like? You feel like maybe they got a different perception of you that you want to work with and shit like that?
Everybody. That's because they looked at me as the underdog being under somebody. That's why I'm out on my own. I don't like being up under a motherfucker. Looked at as under a motherfucker.
I know this shit going to sound federal as hell, but like, do Memo 600.
I'm talking about don't ask it, dude.
Look, do Memo 600 got any pending cases and shit? You only got to talk about them just yes or no.
Yep. Missed me. No, I'm lying. I got a gun case pending. It's slight, though. If I was in a car with somebody that had a gun.
That happened in Georgia?
Yep.
With your security, right?
Yep.
Oh, you spank.
Oh, I know. That's why I laughed at it.
Hey. Like, I just hit a band. If he don't hit me back, like I say, I got some partners that know him personally. You know what I'm saying? He just did a Christmas giveaway and shit. So, you know what I mean? I really want y'all to get in there. Hey, yeah, band, I'm up, telling bro. You, bro.
Yeah, we can bro, do it. Don't want to promo like extra on the video and shit. Like at the end of the day.
What's up with everybody? Good morning.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings.
Hey,
what's up?
Hey,
say memo.
What's up, Chuck?
Let me ask something real. Let me ask something real quick. What
I'm washing my hands. Hey, Prophet. I know you can't wait to catch me on this motherfucker.
Why you say that, fam?
I used to hear from a not Prophet. What's the nigga name, man?
Are you talking about Chuck? Big Chuck?
Big Chuck.
You Big Chuck?
No, you. Who is that? That's just saying Big Chuck.
It's me. This Prophet.
That's me.
This Prophet, fam.
Asking me the questions,
yeah, that's
bro.
Big Chuck, bro. That's definitely Cloud Chaser.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm still. Yeah,
Chuck.
I've been meaning to run into you and shit, but you know.
I know. I heard your voice on a couple of these motherfucking blogs. That's why I'm clearing that shit up. I ain't gonna lie. I hate when they be running with fake news, bro.
No, facts. Like, I hate that shit too, to be honest.
Yeah.
Hey, how you find the room this morning?
What?
Oh, okay.
I was about to
say. Hey, if you don't mind, follow the club, bro. You know what I mean?
I did already.
Yeah, you got to follow my shit, too, Memo. My shit definitely Cloud Chaser.
I did. Out of the room?
Yeah, this room, follow this room, but this one of my rooms and shit that I helped with King Yo and shit. My shit definitely Cloud Chaser, though. Street.
Hey, so you got to pop in my rooms too. I'll be having
yeah, I'll be getting pings and shit, but I don't want y'all thinking I'm coming in on my fair shit. You hear me?
Hell no. I know how to answer y'all questions. I ain't no motherfucking goof.
No, already.
They say
I'ma send you back with a question you hit me with. And make you answer that motherfucker.
Let me ask you this. What is your last comfort good positive conversation that Young Dog gave you when y'all was in the studio?
I was in the studio. He told my ass I should have 5 albums right now. I should be over 50 steps ahead of y'all ass. I got Texas and all that. He told me I should be 10 steps ahead of y'all ass.
Man, take that.
Since I never dropped the tape, I supposed to have shit piled up. Hey, the man gave me a lot of different type of advice. I ain't gonna lie. Street music, friendship, all that shit. Relationships.
I hope you was like a sponge and absorbed all the.
Hell yeah.
And you independent.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, I agree with what he
I
said.
I actually was about to sign with Dolph. I ain't gonna lie.
Damn.
See, that right there would have, boy, that would have helped you out a lot, boy.
Yeah. That shit blew my mind. Yeah.
That's an exclusive right there.
Yeah.
Dolph, nah, that would have fucked him up. Hey, bro, you right there. Just keep your foot on these
bro,
niggas.
We actually shooting right a video. Up. We shooting the video this week. We shooting the video this week to me and Dolph shit.
As soon as you drop a tape, you out. It's over, bro. You got a million singles out there already go. As soon as you drop a tape,
especially in Philly, it's a million, gillion young boys walking around thinking they y'all.
Nigga, New York too, nigga. There's a million New York, Chicago niggas out here too, nigga. So drop.
Michelle, I got some new shit I just dropped called Nobody's Property. That shit out there.
Shit.
Yo, it's
yo.
On your Instagram?
It's there, well, yeah.
The boy that did that beat, that's your in-house producer, my mother?
No, that's some shorties from New York beat. I synced them on a song, I DM'd them, they ignored them. So I just did the shit myself. Then after I dropped, I see they hit me up. I ignored them.
I just listened to it on your Twitter. That shit.
Yeah, he be fucking that John up.
No, hey, bro, you right there. Hey, you one step away, bro.
Hey, Memo, you know, like, everything, like, you right now, you could tweet some shit right now. You know that shit gonna go viral.
I already know. I just cool and I ain't gonna lie. I'm on the business part. I did all the rowdy street, all that shit.
It's time to get
that paperwork, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, fuck that street shit. They trying to eliminate us out this month.
Yeah, they already know what that's about.
Hey, you got any music for the ladies?
Yup, I got some shit called Aquafina. I'm supposed to be dropping next.
You gonna shoot a video for it?
I already shot it.
Hell yeah, there you go, man. Growth, bro.
I can hear that shit now, though. That nigga be going in, ain't he?
Yeah, he different, man.
Oh yeah, and he got his own style. Like, he don't sound like nobody else. All that shit.
Kiddo,
for sure, that's my boy. That's who put me on whack.
On life, that nigga Kiddo. That nigga, like, every time I think about it, every time I see his name, I be like, Kiddo, where you been at? You know what
that's
I'm
who
saying?
Put me on whack.
No, the name already a household name. You just gotta stand on that shit and just keep coming, keep coming, keep coming.
So, like, you think that, like, because I think you, I don't know for sure, but you can correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, you think moving out the city was the best thing for you?
The greatest. I told you Chicago, a big hatred-ass city, bro. No, nobody want to see. Your homies don't want to see you long.
Hey, bro, I'm from Chicago, the east side. We call that shit the shiesty east side. You know what I'm talking about?
It was definitely sounding like Bum J. Yeah, man.
Hey, do you got any interviews coming?
I don't like interviews.
But do you think, like, as an artist?
Hell no. I hate interviews. That shit be feeling federal. Knowing them cameras in your face and motherfucker asking you all them questions. This cool. I could get comfortable, talk my shit, laugh on the audio all day.
Yeah, that's true.
Would you ever do an interview with Truth Teller?
Hell no, he just tried to pay me to do that shit.
Do they have the questions lined up already, or they just coming there asking you any goofy shit?
I tell AS, don't come to me, no police, and I want to read your questions before you even think about asking me some shit, because I will treat your ass on camera further.
Motherfuckers love trying to be funny on camera.
Yeah, I smack the fuck out of motherfucker on camera. I'll be cool, though.
No, yeah, niggas love asking y'all goofy ass shit.
Hey, yo, I got a question for you, Mimo. Do you think DJ Academics enhanced the street beef in the rap?
He did. He instigated a lot of shit. In the rap, I mean, when he was doing the rap, I was in jail. I wasn't rapping. I don't remember him back then. I wasn't a blogger here. I ain't gonna lie.
We just talked about
it. I just learned about Academics when I started rapping, bro. So I couldn't tell you what he was doing in the rack and all that shit. I never got up on blogs and shit like that until recently.
So you never heard about him when he was not?
Hell no, I never heard of Academics, bro. Real street niggas don't get into that type of shit.
Facts. Hey, look,
fuck is Academics? The police? That's some police shit to real street niggas.
Facts. Hey, look, Mimo, we was breaking it down last night between the difference between Academics and the bold Zach TV. Zach TV, that man won't mess it.
Zach's on the trenches. He ain't going to do no police.
Nah, Academics on the fault shit. He helping stir up that goddamn war in the land.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo, you thought about tapping into the fashion?
For sure. I love fashion, mm-hmm. I ain't going to lie.
The merchandise wears.
I used to be ugly as hell. I got handsome, so I be trying to dress now, you know?
No, niggas that talk on you, they all, if they hate, and they always be like, no, that nigga throw that shit on, though.
I don't stay. You know how that shit
goes. Hey, Mimo, I think it would be cool if you did the sit down with Bo Deal, sit, you know what I mean, with his little pop.
Bo Deal. That's cool. That's my homie. That's actually a motherfucker who first brought me in the music industry.
Yeah. You know, he wouldn't hit you with no police shit or no shit like that.
Yeah. Bo was around.
But
it's just, I know the questions Bo gonna ask. Straight Chicago.
Cool question,
shit,
though.
I ain't got time for
it. I just came back in this shit, right? But, like, do you got any unreleased music with King Von?
I got a song, yeah. One song.
You gonna put it out on like your mixtape, or you gonna wait for your album?
My album. I don't think I'm gonna ever drop a mixtape. I want album.
Yeah, you got enough.
Because you never dropped a mixtape, right?
Nope.
Yeah, why is that?
I just took rap serious. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Every song I do, I freestyle. First of all, I don't sit there and write it. So whatever I do, I just go in the studio. At the moment I do it, it sound good, I'm gone. And y'all run with that shit. I just really started taking that shit serious.
Like, you go straight in or you punch in?
I'll do both.
It's dope, man.
Only song I ever wrote was that Exposing Me with me and King Von.
That shit was fire too.
That shit hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, pull up.
Hey, on the R&B joint, is it just you on there or you got somebody singing?
Me and PNB Rock.
Ooh. Had to go get a Philly nigga to lace that junk.
That's my dog, quick. Like dog. Like No industry.
And when is this dropping?
I'm putting everything together now.
You putting the album together right now?
Yep.
Hey, bro, that's what I wanted to say. Like, that shit that you did, that freestyle that you did on For the Shooters Only.
That's Pull Up, niggas.
How that shit come about?
That's Pull Up. That's one of my old like songs. I was sleeping when I just woke out last night.
Yeah, you woke out, like, you woke me up for sure. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's your job. Y'all should have been on.
That shit like 6 years old, probably older.
Then I dropped Nobody's Property behind it. Bam. That shit was that day.
I see that shit at already 500,000. Like,
yeah.
Hey, you got anything with Key Glock?
With who?
With Key Glock? Did y'all do anything while you was in there with Dolph?
No, Key Glock went around. It was everybody there, but hell no.
Yeah, I know him. He was on
was Dirk there?
Dolph's album, and then him and Key Glock and
it was just me, you hear me? Yeah. Just me with the whole pre riding around the eight. I don't be needing the crowd with me when I do shit like that.
But like, look, I know you said ESTG, you said like, cause I actually seen it on your Instagram multiple times and a lot of those videos went viral where you actually playing his music. Yeah. He ever reached out to you and shit, like Salute or whatever?
Never. I don't be looking for shit like that though, I'm real, man.
I got you. I love this yeah, though, because I ain't going to lie. Because when I think of that shit, I think of ESTG. I think of you, too. Like,
sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, the same link,
like, the same album.
They voice is similar like a motherfucker.
Look, I heard that a lot. Our energy together, motherfucker.
And the video, man. Like, y'all dreads about the same length.
This motherfucker.
I tell you, man, y'all, saying, though, like a little bit. Certain cadence,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like the fans, they look at everything.
Shit is different though. Like, don't get it twisted. Oh, like this sounds different. Certain like,
cadence. No, them niggas sound different. They it's similar context.
Yeah, no, but I sound different, bit, bro. I'm just put it like this. I reached out and I fell back. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't do all the extra.
Hey, we gonna shit, make cool. That shit happen. Watch this.
It's gang and all that, but.
That shit going to happen. Because look, at the end of the day, that's the best move. But like, you know, like you just said, like you had relationships with Young Dolph. You know what I'm saying? It's clear that ESTG got relationships with CMG, Yo Gotti.
That ain't my
like,
business. That's what them niggas got going. If it do, then fuck it. Don't steal. I'm a real street nigga. This music shit lasts.
I like his attitude, man. I think the way you don't go for nothing and you know yourself.
I ain't never been a yes man or none of that type of shit. If y'all know, y'all really know.
Yeah, I think you can go far with the attitude, man. You know, because, you know, a guy like you,
some
your family.
Niggas will be, man, fuck him. He don't want to do this shit. No, gang, I feel you, though. Yeah, I respect you.
So look, when you gave out them Steve Drive chains and shit, like, did you do it because Von did it, like with the old blocks, or did you do it because, like, you know what I'm saying, it's you?
Y'all crazy as hell. This some shit we've been wanting to do our whole life. We can't wait to get some money to go back and see they block. It wasn't no monkey see monkey do ass shit on Steve.
No, I had to ask you
on my brother on Steeler Trilogy. I didn't even think about that shit that folks did when I did, but I just was like, I gotta get folks know some shit. I'm around here shining and my block ain't shining.
Gotcha. Was it like but like I know you said that wasn't what you know what I'm saying in that particular situation, but did Von give you any type of inspiration? Like any type
a
of
lot, a lot. He used to tell me every day, get your shit going, get your own shit together. Ooh. A lot. Every day he used to be on my ass. You could go down his page right now and see tweets. Him, Mimo ass slow. Mimo need to do this. Mimo don't listen. I'm Steve. That's because he used to tell me, like, do this, do that, don't do that, don't go over here, don't do this, don't fuck with this, you know?
Yeah, no, facts. Facts.
And there wasn't no him trying to just tell it. It's like he trying to lead you the right way. His shit was all successful. I ain't gonna lie, everything he did.
I guess. So you know the other artist's name that they try to put in the media that both of y'all got dropped from OTF and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how you feel about that? Like, you think that I ain't gonna say y'all in competition, but like y'all definitely on different levels.
Me and Timo?
Yeah.
Timo was shorty. He from the trenches. Shorty cool. He had the trenches on lock, like, and still cold. I don't give a fuck. But nobody say he one of the hottest rappers out of Chicago. Period. Hands down.
And that Timo song, like, everybody always, because I got it on my channel, actually posted, but Lil Durk, he credited it. He, I think he put a different name behind it, but I don't even know the exact name of it. But it's him saying, like, yeah, Timo, we on the freeway. We trying to get you or some shit like that. Like, was he talking to, was that a song for Timo or was that a song for, like?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Anybody got some more questions?
Yeah, hold on. Hey, bro, what's the craziest studio session you've been at?
I don't know. It's All-Star Weekend. We be piled up in them bitches like five different rooms. We get the whole studio, about the whole studio, and just go all through that bitch. A lot of shit can't be said on here.
Oh, no. Don't talk about no crazy shit. What's the
niggas know how y'all.
Hey, yo, to you, what's your favorite song of your own shit?
Damn, it was Rap Your Block.
That's my shit.
I just dropped that Nobody's Problem.
Yeah, I gotta definitely check out. I just seen it. It's been out 2 weeks. I ain't even checked the score.
That's why you ain't got a lot of questions right now.
I got like on some real shit.
I'm talking about that's why you ain't got a lot of questions. You gonna come back asking all types of shit. The title itself,
too. Nah, damn, you gotta listen to Chuck. What he talking about in the song? Like,
this shit ain't just rap. I'm really raw for real.
Hey, you heard that shit, Chuck?
Yeah.
And I make you get up off your feet.
So, what you got from?
I make you get up off your feet.
Why you go at Trey 5, good boy?
That's a snitch.
Respect.
There's a lot of shit niggas throw under the rug. I ain't one of those. Never been a yes man. If it was Tate, you see how everybody broadcast Tate being a rat.
Nah, fact.
But I'm going to just leave that right there.
You said Tate 600?
I'm going to just leave that right
fact,
there, though.
And sweep everybody else shit under the rug.
Yeah, allegedly.
We ain't doing that, though. Next subject. Check that song out, though, man. You're going to like it. I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah, he got three verses. Nobody. The beat flames, three verses. He talking.
That's some New York shit. I got all my New York shit up.
So, like, look, how did you feel about, like, when this shit was going around? It was definitely rumors, for sure. But, like, it was people saying, like, yeah, Memo 600, he had something to do with King Von and all that. Like,
yeah, they still saying that to this day. I got my DMs being piled up. Why you rolling on Von? You a bitch. First of all, I wasn't there, y'all. I was nowhere around. Y'all let's be fanned up. On my dead brother, I was nowhere around. I probably would be dead with him. I'm rocking out and rolling. No. I wasn't even nowhere around the scene, none of that shit.
I wouldn't even believe no shit like
that. No, it's people that believe shit like that. Like,
yeah, it definitely is because they in my DM every day. Why you running?
I said, no, I know it's definitely motherfucking
this shit's so weird.
I wouldn't believe that shit.
They federal as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I say. Federal, you federal, bro. What you doing?
I'm
dead. That's my new shit right there. Hey, bro, you know you're going federal right now, right? Chill the fuck out.
Y'all, look, everybody getting there. You let dude and them talk to you crazy in that room. They ass is planet informers, bro. I'm not no fucking goofy.
No, hey, on some real shit, though.
Who the fuck plays on the internet about dead bodies, man? Get y'all police ass on.
That's some real shit, bro.
Right, Mimo? How you feel
about I'm the known tweaker. Y'all know this out of me. Y'all know this about me. I tweaks with everybody that play with me. Like, y'all
that's
think
a fact.
Yes, bro. That's them. Think about it. That's them. That's me. It want the clout and one shit. I didn't want it. Y'all can have y'all clout. I'm not for none of that shit. Y'all ass is police.
Hey, that's your favorite shit,
any
yo,
other
bro. That's your favorite
any other
shit
nigga
right
would
have
had a field day on that in that room with them niggas, bro.
Hey, Memo. Hey, look. Shout out Death of the Cloud Chaser. Then say y'all ass better stop playing y'all police.
You need that tag.
Hell huh? Yeah, bro. That's it right there. Cause your ass, you say that y'all ass is police. You say that
police. They know. They know what they know. After that, they all start coming to my room, bro. Like, cause they know. Like, yeah, Shorty ain't gonna do all that extra shit. Ooh.
Hey, I'm going to tell you my favorite song about you right here, bro. Nigga, this shit had me hype as fuck when you dropped
hey,
this.
Hey, get up, Chris.
Get up, Chris.
Get up. I'm going to just say one more thing, bro.
Hey, on my mama, bro, I don't really listen to too many new generation artists. Nigga, I was playing that shit in my man cave.
So love, bro.
Appreciate
it, bro. I got songs with everybody you can fucking think of right now, damn near. Sup, motherfucker, Lil Baby. Y'all want to know a secret? I never sat down and listened to a Rod Wave song.
Yeah, see, you that ain't bad though. But like Juice WRLD would have definitely
down
did a song
a
with Wave you, Memo. You know that, right?
Huh?
Juice WRLD would have did a song with you, gang.
I already know that's my boy. He cool as hell. I was fucking with his difference, how he different from everybody. You know.
Hey, I know you said you got songs with damn near anybody we can think of. It's 21.
No, I'm trying to get one with Savage now. I fuck with
yeah,
Savage.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
I like that. He be on his own shit, no dick riding. I peep
hey,
everything.
You fuck with Ocho too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my boy. Man, Ocho got some shit. I got to
tell Ocho to stop trying to talk shit about me and shit because I got his name wrong and shit.
See, you can't be doing that. The motherfucker called. What's the nigga name, man? They used to do Gucci and Zaytoven.
Yeah, these people I actually
fuck with Forever Real.
These people I actually got up with, except London. I talked to Tay Keith, motherfucking Zaytoven, and other nigga Quay.
Coming
out
to all
the
fire, ain't you?
Yeah.
What about London on the track?
I said,
I'm out. You got one more. You missing that's one. You missing. You got.
That's what I said. Phone. That's it. Shit.
We're gonna get band play.
Band play?
Yeah, we're gonna get them on.
Yeah, I gotta hear. I gotta hear some. Y'all know what type of shit I like, though. Everybody don't got that shit that I. My beat selection crazy, bro. Like, I know music. I know what people like to nod their head to. And bitches like to shake their ass to. So, I'm, you know, listen to all my beats.
You got your ear for beats is tough, bro. That's what I was saying. You got to
drop. Yeah, my beats. If I hit that bitch, I'm going to know that light bulb going to pop up right there.
Fuck with that boy, Drummer Boy, too.
For sure, Drummer Boy. Yeah.
Hey Mimo, this Def man. I'm from Out West, man. Why you think the Out West new wave rappers ain't blew up? Like, y'all got that shit on lockout south, but why you think the new wave out west rappers ain't blew up?
I don't know, gang. I can probably because we got a story behind our shit, bro. Like, you know, we got real life shit going on. Like, if you know, you know. Like, they, our life is an urban novel to them. They not going up, waking up, say, all right, let's go see what Kimo and them doing out west. You know?
But you know, motherfuckers active out west.
I understand, but that shit ain't broadcasted. Our shit been out there for damn near 30 years. You know?
Motherfuckers feel like they grew up with them.
That's why I'm saying our life an urban novel to the world, bro. They wake up, open that book, and go see what's going on. He got shot today. He went to jail today. They said he this. They said he that. You know?
Our niggas got realized they was all shit. Kids and teenagers when they first caught a weed.
Uh-huh. I never thought I'd even be rapping. I just went to jail, got out that bitch. I saw all type of niggas rapping on. What the fuck? Let me try this shit, man. Fuck it.
As you should. You got you fucked up, Rich.
I was doing a lot of hot shit on YouTube, going live, making the blogs. My homie one day, he told me he shoot videos. He, man, you need to stop doing that shit. You could turn that into some money. Look at all the views you can. You can rap. Ooh, it's Smash V, the one who was shooting all my videos. Ah, fuck really? It. I did a song. He shot that bitch. That bitch went up. That pull up.
Hey, I'm gonna switch it up.
Man,
I'm gonna switch it up a little bit, bro. King Von, one of my top artists, man. What's your favorite moment with?
I got a million of them, motherfuckers. It's the laughter stuff. He's silly as hell. The funniest motherfucker in the world.
Did you ever have a relationship with FBG Duck?
Hell no. Nah. Why would I? Who asked me that, man?
Just Chuck, bro. The reason I'm asking.